Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Facebook will soon start placing faster loading web pages higher up in the news feed. Apple Pay is set to launch in multiple new markets. And Google has introduced badges to its image search feature. Facebook has announced that it will soon be changing its newsfeed feature so that faster loading links are positioned higher on the page. The change will roll out across the world slowly over the next few months, but will eventually impact all users. Facebook's instant articles will benefit from the change, although Facebook has stressed that instant articles will not be ranked higher than other equally fast loading web pages. Facebook has said that the update is a response to user feedback, adding that faster loading web pages are a better experience for people, both on Facebook and across the internet. The company warned that following the update, pages with slow site speeds are likely to see a decrease in overall traffic from the platform. Apple Pay is set to be launched across parts of Scandinavia and the United Arab Emirates. The announcement was made during the company's earnings call and confirmed that the payment service would be made available in the UAE, Denmark, Finland, and Sweden before the end of 2017. However, very few details were released about the expansion, such as which banks are set to partner with Apple and the exact release dates. In the addition to the expansion to these new markets, it was also announced that more banks in the US, Canada, Japan, and the UK would soon be introducing the service. Apple will also soon be integrating Apple Pay into its iMessage app, enabling users to transfer money using a peer-to-peer system, much like Venmo, Square Cash, and WeChat Pay. Google has introduced badges to its image search feature on mobile. The badges appear in the bottom left corner of images in the search results and are designed to help users identify relevant content quickly and send better targeted traffic to websites. The badges enable sites to assign each image as either a recipe, video, product, or GIF. This allows users to quickly identify which images will be most useful for them simply by looking at badges in the search results. Publishers must include markup on their page so that the Google algorithm will be able to recognize the badge, with the exception of GIFs, which will be recognized automatically. Paytm has announced plans to launch its own messaging app as part of an intensifying fight against WhatsApp. The Paytm chat service is set to roll out in India before the end of the month and will enable users to send messages, images, and video files. It'll bring it into direct competition with rival WhatsApp. A survey conducted by Cheetah Lab found that WhatsApp currently has a 92% reach in India, with 83% of students in urban areas using the app. What's more, WhatsApp has apparently selected India as the first market to launch its own mobile payment service. With a user base of 230 million registered users, Paytm is looking to use its success to challenge WhatsApp's upcoming payment feature. And finally, Line has opened a store in New York City. The store is now open in Times Square and has a 4,628 square foot floor space. However, instead of selling its own successful technology products, Line will be selling stuffed plush toys based on the app's emoji characters known as Line Friends. The move has been made in order to raise brand awareness in the United States. James Kim, CEO of Line Friends, said that the company knows that Line Messenger is not as popular in the US as it is in Asia, but people don't need to know the names of Line characters to fall in love with them and further know the brand. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our free catch-up TV service to view our full range of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.